Peace and love. This is John Forte, and I am in Montreal. Maybe I'm not, but I'm saying I am. Listening to 1690 AM CJ Low Radio. Now it's time to play my record. Learn to get with my hands to do
better, like dude, you know better. Hello, you are listening to CJLO News. You've heard of bird watchers, but how about bat watchers? Here in NDG, there is a group of researchers and community members who go out at night and pick up the sounds of bats. They're called bat walks, and the first bat walk of the year took place on the evening of June 26th. CJLO tagged along. This is the sound of a bat recorded near Terry Fox Park along Rue Saint-Jacques. This sound was gathered using wildlife acoustic technology. Sensitive microphones are able to isolate sounds too high-pitched for human ears. The bat walks are run by a group called Finding Urban Nature, or FUN, a partnership between the charity group Urban Nature Education and Concordia's Biology Department. FUN leads public talks, tours, and other events to help get citizens engaged with urban nature.
I think kids generally understand it with just kind of as a basic treasure hunt in their own community to find a new thing that they didn't know about before. And I think everyone is a kid at some level that comes out here to learn what more there is in their community, in their daily life, that they might not have noticed before. And once you've noticed them, it's hard to unnotice them.
That was FUN's director, Karen Fisher-Favre. She was out with a team of students and community members. The people on the bat walks are given wildlife acoustic microphones attached to iPads. These pick up the sounds of the bats, as members of FUN explain the importance of bats in the area.
The main ecosystem service that these bats provide to our community is really reducing the number of insects. So a bat can eat up to 1,000 insects an hour in the middle of summer, and the nursing females get up to 4,000 an hour.
The group is in its third year running the bat walks. Here's Concordia researcher Ashley Spanier-Levesse talking about some of the bats they've seen on these walks.
We've mainly seen big brown bats, silver-haired bats, and hoary bats. Occasionally, mostly down by the water, we've gotten eastern red bats. Sometimes a tricolored bat will appear, and there's been a few really random ones that we're not very confident in have reappeared.
In addition to bat walks for public education, the Concordia researchers here are also studying what are called flight corridors, examining the paths that bats take through the skies so that cities can plan development without disturbing the winged animals. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Drop it. Yo, this is Adrian from Big Boy, and you're listening to Now? Here on Electric Messiah Radio on CJLO.
All right. You guys hear it? Yeah. Are you plugged in? No, you're not plugged in. I'm not plugged in. We're here on CJLO 1690. Turn this up over here. We're speaking with John and Grayson from Bruiserweight. Let's turn your mics on. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Yo. You hear yourself in the mics?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Because we hear nothing.
It's crispy.
So, all right. Well, introduce yourself to the audience, please.
John, the kingpin of hardcore. Do you want to tell us what was?
What's up? We're in Bruiserweight.
Yeah.
And yeah.
John, you play what?
I play guitar.
I play voice.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I'm the throat goat.
You're the what?
Nothing.
You're the throat what?
The throat, huh?
Damn.
All right, you guys have a show tomorrow night. We're here to talk about the new EP. Do you have a title for? Is it an EP or is it an album?
Yeah, it's the Still Standing EP. It's four tracks, like 10 minutes. So it's not that big of a commitment for you to listen to 16 times. yeah, it's out on Unbeaten Records. It was released April 4th, but our release show is tomorrow, July 4th. At Toscadera on Saint Laurent at 8 p.m., featuring some Montreal bands, Sold Out, One Last Threat, and
Cesspool.
Cesspool.
And then from Ontario, we got 100% Pure.
Hell
100%
yeah.
Pure.
Those we're are the going. Boys, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to go.
Yeah, well, you got to come.
Yeah, we have to go.
You have to go. Your name's on guest list, so just fucking show up and.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll wave y'all in and stuff.
We appreciate that. That's very nice. Also, it's okay. You can swear on the show. We don't mind. We'll take the fine. No, yeah. No, I'm kidding. Shit. I know. We're not allowed to swear on the show. It's fine. hey, you know what? Let's play another Bruiserweight song. Let's play True to My Crew. What's this song about? I have a guess though. I have one guess. Do you have a guess, Aldo?
So the whole EP concept is like people. It's not about specific people. It's about a generalization of people that I think us as a band and crew, like our collective friends, we're just kind of like pissed off about people trying to start drama and talk a bunch of shit. So True to My Crew is basically us going like, well, fuck you. If you don't fuck with us, then we don't fuck with you. We're just going to stick to ourselves and do our shit.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
So
and that's here. We say here.
Yes.
All right. Here it is. True to my crew. Bruiserweight. Still standing EP. Let's do this. Stop the bleed! All right. We're back. Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. We're in studio with John and Grayson from...
Bruiserweight.
Bruiserweight.
Yeah.
Killer. You guys should come out to the show tomorrow night. Where is it? Is that Toscadura?
Toscadura.
What time does that start?
Doors at 7, shows at 8.
How much is the show?
20 bones.
20 bones. So it's not even money, people. Just bring bones.
No pre-sales.
Yeah. And we know you can't really afford meat because of the current crisis. But if you can, just bones. Yeah. So what did we play so far?
Playing with Fire, which we just put a video out for today.
Yeah, we posted that on the page.
Yeah.
You posted Imposter.
I did. Yeah.
Well, I don't think we're allowed to talk about that, but
you can talk about it. Listen, you can talk about it. So the demo
is... I kind of want to talk about the music video.
What, you want to talk about...
That music video is amazing.
The Imposter one?
Yeah.
It's very like Montreal, right?
Yeah.
It's
that's very Montreal.
That one was filmed under the Van Horn.
The Van Horn, yeah.
Yeah. My business was right next door.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was a fun show. I'm not like eager to sign up to play. I think it's a cool spot, but it's the dustiest show I've ever played.
Yeah. Did you blow your nose and just...
It was like black.
It was black.
Came
after,
out
yeah.
of it like
same
sludge.
Thing happened to me. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was there. I saw Cesspool and Womb and To Even Exist, Insane, and there's another band.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
It was dope. It was really a lot of fun. You can't go to the bathroom anywhere. So that's, you know, but that's
nice
part of it. I'm not complaining. I'm a guy.
You
can go to the bathroom anywhere.
But the train tracks are right there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Secluded
yeah.
corner.
Yeah. No, I know how to do that.
You know where the panther is? That, like, metal panther looking thing?
Yeah.
So we played True to My Crew, Playing with Fire. We played Drag Me Down, right?
Not yet.
No.
We didn't play Drag Me Down yet?
No.
Let's play Drag Me Down. What's the song about? Not being dragged down?
Yeah, about people that want to drag you down.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen School of Rock?
Yeah.
You know how Jack Black is like, don't let the man drag you down?
Yeah.
That's what this song's about.
Here it is. This is Drag Me Down, Electric Messiah, CJLO, Bruiserweight.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Do you feel that? Something's definitely in the air. Something's up. Something weird is going on. I just feel like my summer's missing something. Introducing, for the first time ever, Something Fest, a community-led venue crawl festival hosted right here in Montreal. Three shows, three venues, one day, back to back to back, with artists like Superstar Crush, Blood Farts, Hanako, Kiana Lass, The Satisfactory, Rachel Red, and many more. The music will run from 1 to 11 p.m., spanning a wide variety of genres and kicking an even wider variety of butt. What's even better is that all profits from the festival will go to NDG Food Not Bombs. So if you want to support charity in the arts community and hear great music while doing it, buy a ticket to Something Fest. Available now on somethingfest.ca or on Instagram at somethingfestmtl.
CJLO, 1690. Electric Messiah Radio. It's Thursday night. Is there something going on tonight? There's got to be a show happening right now.
It's Montreal. There's a show every
There's a show every single night. We have a phone line here.
Is there actually?
If you see that thing light up behind you, that means
how am I gonna see it?
Someone can call it.
That's a good. That's a great point. You're faced the absolute opposite way.
Literally,
if I see that,
I
never tell people that we have a line here and that they can call. Now I hear things. Beeping.
Giuliano's listening, so yeah. Giuliano, you should call. What's the number?
Come on, Giuliano.
Let's get the number here.
I would love to take a call.
Yeah, let's take a call.
While we're getting this number, yeah. John, what shows do we have coming up?
All right, besides tomorrow, we have...
The number is 514-848-7471.
514-848-7471. 7471. Yeah. Giuliano.
Give us a call, Giuliano. We have an extra line open. We can have an extra person on the show. Man, I should have thought of that.
I would have posted that number earlier today.
Oh, look, the line, look, it's lighting up now.
Straight up, I think he called.
Answer the phone.
Giuliano?
Press the orange button.
What's her name, Dolan? His girlfriend's calling.
Yeah. Really?
Let's put it on the orange.
Giuliano's coming. What's your name, Sophia?
Oh, yeah.
Nice to meet you, Sophia.
Hey, Sophia.
Here, let's Sophia. Put it. Press the orange button and hang up.
Okay, see you soon.
Let's... Hello?
No, it's supposed to be...
You're on the air. You're live on the air now. This
Yo,
is...
Hello?
Freestyle Jazz Radio here.
Yo, Crosscheck and Casino in the house.
One of them doesn't exist yet, but yeah.
No, Casino exists in our hearts and minds.
What's Casino?
It's a new band.
Based off the movie?
Lightly.
No.
Why was it named Casino?
Because I love Vegas.
John loves gambling.
Yeah. You're going to roll the dice.
Not really, but I like Vegas.
Right. You can like Vegas and not like gambling.
You should say that you like Vegas for gambling, because if you don't like Vegas for gambling, we automatically think it's for all of the horrible shit that happens in Vegas.
I like to gamble.
Like what, Grayson? Tell us what.
I don't know, because I'm not in the underworld of that. I'm a nice Christian boy.
Yeah.
But,
it's
prove it.
Yeah. All those specialty cakes that you can get in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Whoa.
Lots of pastries.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Is Giuliano still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
Let's turn Giuliano up. Giuliano, how are you?
Well, good. How are you?
Good, good. You're the first caller ever for the show. We've called a couple people, but pardon me?
What's up? I didn't hear you. Repeat that.
Oh, you have your radio on.
Turn the radio off.
Yeah, I've been screen recording the show. I heard Grayson call himself the throat goat. Yeah, I screen recorded for things just like that.
Mad lad.
Yes.
So, Giuliano, are you in Bruiserweight?
No.
No. Wait, you just said you were in Casino.
Yeah. No, he moshes for Bruiserweight.
But he's also in Crosscheck.
You're in Crosscheck, that's right.
Yeah.
I was listening to Underbelly this morning. Yeah, I like your band, Giuliano.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That's very nice
you're
of you.
You're very
well.
What?
A mosh pit for Giuliano.
Crosscheck is the perfect name for a mosh pit. A Canadian mosh pit.
Who gave you the name Crosscheck?
Grayson from Bruiserweight did.
Oh,
from Balance.
Oh, that. Whoa, that's crazy. Yeah, I didn't that's know some lore that. Right there. No, I'm just kidding. I knew that.
We're at Belle Province. Like, it's even more Canadian lore. We're at Belle Province eating poutine, and he's like, you should name a hardcore band Crosscheck.
I mean, yeah. Crosscheck right now? You wanna play a Crosscheck song?
Yeah, but play one
play
of the
new... song that he's singing on.
No, don't play that. Don't play that one.
Don't play that.
I think we're all in agreement not to play that one. Yeah.
Don't play that.
How about
House of Grief?
House of Grief.
Shroud, we could do that. Is sick. I don't know. I like all the songs.
Shroud. We could do Shroud.
Shroud is good.
You know what, Juliana? Let's do Shroud.
Okay, cool.
Juliana wants Shroud. All right, you want to introduce it?
Like,
wait, whoa.
Crowd, like that?
No.
You know what? I'll introduce it, Juliana. You know what? Okay. It's fine, Juliana.
What?
We got it.
No. Here, did I pause it? Yeah. Let's play it. Pause. Okay. Is there anything that the audience needs to know about the song? What is Shroud about?
Well, that would probably be a great question to ask the vocalist, because Hannah writes the lyrics.
Right. Yeah, she's
a drummer.
Good.
Yeah. You drum in the band?
Yeah.
Yeah, I drum in the band.
I always get the drummers on the show, and they never know what the songs are about.
But you know what's crazy?
Boom, boom, boom.
Drummers are the best personality in the band. You have no personality without the drummer.
That's correct.
Honestly, but I do know what the song is about. It's about, because the word shroud is kind of like an effigy type thing, or maybe I'm wrong.
Well, there's the Shroud of Turin. That's the piece of cloth that they believe Jesus' face sweat onto that left an imprint. But then they did like the DNA analysis and found out it was hundreds of years after he died, and they're still like, no, it's him. So that's what a shroud is. You can have a shroud of loyalty. You can have a shroud, right? I think you can...
Imposter.
Well, it's basically about like the ones you love, and you don't want them to end up in a shroud, right? So like, it's a positive message song.
Okay.
Where the ones you love around you, if they're struggling, just let them know that you're actually there to support them, because you don't want them to end under that cloth.
That's great. I love that message. Here it is. Beautiful. This is Shroud on CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah. Crosscheck.
Yeah. say. When the fuck in my mind, the digital phone here to comprehend and overstand a single word. I say, mother, whatever, go get tired. Whatever, go get tired. Well, every day I'm they say a story, no fact to glory. I can say, can say, can say, can say. And I still don't like it, and I know the won't get higher. Can say, can say, can say, can say.
Electric Messiah, CJLO.
Oh, be back on.
Press that orange button, guys. You want to put him back on?
Yeah, he's still here.
Let's bring him back on. Giuliano.
Oh.
Yo.
Sitting with us all day.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
He's part of the furniture.
Yeah, hang out. Yeah.
I'll hang out.
Yeah, you hang out. So,
We
just played Bad Brains, Eye Against Eye.
It's a good song.
What? Classic. You know, I can't remember what year, I think it was 1996, I went to the Verdun Auditorium to see the Beastie Boys do the Ill Communication Tour, and the Bad Brains were the openers of the show.
Damn.
Except...
1996?
Yeah, I'm 46 years old. And so...
We won't hold it against you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Wait a minute. And Bad Brains were supposed to open, and the singer beat up the manager. So, and this was the first show of the tour for the Ill Communication Tour. And I was lucky enough that that Beastie Boys played an extra hour.
That's cool.
But yeah, that's the story about.
That's why. Okay.
That kind of reminds me that.
I bought a scalper ticket in Toronto for the very next gig. And I only bought the scalper ticket for the Bad Brains show. And then. They weren't there.
That's right.
That's why that happened.
That's correct.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Verdun Auditorium, great shows there.
Yeah.
People are gonna know who was talking, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That was Jason from Dumbass. Just no, but just so you know, yeah. So you chose the name, not me. So Jay from Dumbass, lead guitarist. We have John. John, you play bass in Bruiserweight, right?
Guitar.
You play guitar.
Yeah.
And you also play guitar in
Drive By.
Grayson sings in Bruiserweight. Do you play an instrument in Bruiserweight?
No.
But you play bass in Drive-By.
I played bass in Drive-By right now.
Okay.
I usually play drums.
Okay.
Oh, on the records, I play drums.
Right. We saw you wearing sunglasses like a rock star at the show. Well, people were being ninjas. What do you call them?
Karate Kids.
Karate Kids.
Karate Kids,
right.
Yeah.
Daniel Sons. A bunch of Daniel Sons.
Yeah,
they
like the Karate
Daniel
Kids. Oh, no, Daniel Son.
Yeah. where were we? Aldo, ask your question. Here, you take the headphones for a second.
Just quick question. Who do you think started hardcore back in the days?
like one of the band, like old school.
Who started it?
Who knows?
Like kind of like, I don't know, Bad Brains maybe.
I think
any answer is gonna be wrong.
So this is my take.
True, but maybe right.
This is my take, and everybody can take this with a grain of salt. It's opinions are like assholes.
You're right.
Everyone's got one. They all stink.
Yeah.
But being from the East Coast, I think hardcore comes from the East Coast.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think it started in New York, but I think New York perfected it.
Yeah.
That being said, I think like all things, it's probably Bad Brains or probably that band Death.
Yeah.
That's before the metal band from Florida.
Yeah. Dead, like a band called Death.
Band called Death. Yeah. I think that they were doing hardcore before hardcore kind of existed.
I think those dudes started everything.
So. What about Minor Threat?
Nah, they coined they more coined like the straight edge movement.
Oh, okay.
A band called Death. I think you're
right. But like,
think, I mean,
this
I know,
debate
it's just
is
an opinion, but
is
yes.
as old as time.
Yeah, exactly. Can we see
this for a second? Like the chicken and the egg.
What came first, the Minor Threat or the Bad Brains?
But really, who came first, Minor Threat or Bad Brains? I think. So the chicken and an egg are lying in bed after having sex, and one turns to the other and goes, "Well, I guess we know the answer to that question."
That's wild.
Giuliano got that joke. Thanks, Giuliano.
Yeah, he's Italian.
Yeah, bro.
No, we can. Can we swear in other languages? I don't think so.
Mi-ai, bro.
All right, let's play a song. Let's play. Wait. Before we play a song, no, I think this is such a loaded question. I'll ask it after. The question was going to be the current state of hardcore, but I think it's best to talk about.
That's a loaded question.
It is a very loaded question.
Juliana has some opinions.
All right, this is a band we saw Tuesday night at Fafoon's, which is always a fun time. Who was playing at that show that night? That was Two Piece.
Two Piece from Florida.
Primal Horde.
And Drainstar first show.
Drainstar first show, that's right. And the third band was, the fourth band on that lineup was Drive By. Tell us 2 seconds about Drive By.
Drive By is like a.
It's Bruiserweight in Spanish.
Yeah, pretty much. It's everyone in Bruiserweight in but Spanish. With our friend Jose singing.
Los pinches locos.
Yeah.
Los
puro pinche Drive By.
Puro pinche Drive By way.
A huevo.
Here it is, Walk Alone by Drive By.
Yeah!
Best new music from around the globe with a respectful nod to the musical pioneers of the past and a whole lot more. Join me, Danny Payne, on The Pressure Drop every Monday at 5 on CGLO 1690 AM or CGLO.com.
The Festival International Mud'Afrique, presented by TD, invites you to the 39th edition for the best of world music. From July 8th to 20th. For 13 days, Montreal will be dancing and singing to the rhythms of Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
All right. CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio Show. Giuliano, are you still there?
I am still here.
That's yep. right. So we got Giuliano from Crosscheck. We got John. We got Aldo. We got Grayson. We got Jay from Dumbass. I'm your host, Chuck, also Abra Cadaver from the Beatbox days.
Yeah.
That's right. We played Walk Alone by Drive-By Locos, and then we played Take Cover by Sold Out featuring Bruiserweight. Before that, we played Eye Against Eye from Bad Brains. Giuliano, here's the loaded question.
Yep.
What was the question? What's the current state of hardcore? Can I say, like, here's the loaded question. Is Turnstile a hardcore band? I saw videos today and for the last like month and a half saying they are. It's for the kids. I don't really, you know, I like Turnstile, but it seems like that is a loaded question. Who's that other band with the Scowl? Yeah, Scowl's new album too. People are
Scowl?
Like, mm. yeah.
They're more punk
now. Well,
see, this is like the debate.
Twofold.
Right.
Like the girl with the green hair.
Yeah. Like, just to be clear, I love all that music.
Epics.
I don't really care about the genres, but I see the debate happening and people get real pissed off about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I just
want to tell
as long as everyone's having wait, fun, you know?
I agree with you, John.
I want to know what Giuliano thinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Giuliano, tell us.
Well, it's like twofold. Are you just asking musically or are you talking about like their ethics?
No,
I don't know.
Or ethics.
Well, musically, right now, maybe Turnstile might not be making a hardcore, like, I'm doing air quotes because it's not visual, but like
right.
the type of hardcore people want, but. They just played Tied Down. They just played a free show in the park in Baltimore. That's hardcore as fuck.
They looked. We want to try and reduce the amount of swearing because I will get fined
okay.
eventually. That's okay. But
you called the wrong guy.
No. I chose the wrong style of show to do.
Yeah.
Everyone's been swearing all the episodes. I think it's fine. We'll wait for the letters to come. But yeah, I saw the crowd in Baltimore. I saw that crowd at Tied Down. That looks like it's so much fun. Have you noticed they've been adding extra portions of the stage at hardcore shows,
yeah.
at bigger hardcore shows, just for people to run and jump? Yeah. I think that's
fun.
That's good. They're acknowledging it. It makes the it makes the show that much more fun.
Turnstile is a hardcore band.
Turnstile is a hardcore band.
Turnstile is a hardcore band. I'm not going to say they're not.
Sleep Token is a band.
Is a band. They're
right?
not a hardcore band.
They're not a hardcore band. They're not. Are they a metal band? I mean,
I think they're a subgenre of metal.
Yeah.
Are they having fun?
That's right. They're having fun.
That is the question.
I think this is.
They probably are.
This is the kind of the main point.
If you're not having fun, just don't do it.
Just don't do it. Don't, who cares what the genres are?
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is a loaded question in the hardcore.
And
at least online,
argue like, oh, don't forget the struggle, don't forget the streets. But you know what that saying actually means? It means eventually you get out the struggle, you get out the streets. You know, so like, they're never gonna forget where they came from, but they're allowed to evolve. Is all.
That's right.
So I'm gonna leave it at that.
We know.
Grayson really like that.
No, it's pointed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, what should we play next? We don't have to play anything. Let's keep talking about this. What was the... you wanted to talk about...
Hardcore's cool, I guess.
What did you say?
The current state of hardcore. It's cool. It's pretty... I think it's more inclusive than it's ever been.
It's bigger than it's ever been.
Yeah.
I wish the shows were a little scarier, though. Yeah.
What do you mean? So, I'll say this. The first time I ever heard about hardcore, I had to be 15 years old. I remember very specifically the first time I heard about straight edge and hardcore. I was on Saint Laurent, Rochelle. There's a little restaurant there right now, serves whip food there, but it used to be a bar called Looney's. And we were going there to buy PCP when we were 15 years old, or whatever it was. PCP or mescaline, whatever. Something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. And so many people there had X's, and this is where. And I was terrified of this place, but absolutely intrigued by this place at the same time. I don't know why I just brought out that story, but we're talking about hardcore and the changes in hardcore. And what I've noticed is there was never ninjas in the mosh pit. There was never, you know, I know you make that face, but, you know, hardcore kids, maybe I'm wrong. You know, maybe I just don't know.
Style?
I think
maybe
there's
I'm
been,
too old.
Yeah, there's been ninjing.
Yeah.
Ninja-ing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that, like, I've seen videos from the early 2000s and even the 90s, and...
Yeah, there's videos of, like, bands playing in the early 90s and people doing the same shit. Yeah.
Especially, now, like, yeah. New England, upstate New York.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
That scene has always been a staple of Ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a scary scene.
I love it.
Oh, I love it. The more I learn about hardcore, the more, and this is going to sound cheesy, but it's true, the more I'm falling in love with all of it. How can you not if you're open to it? Yeah, it's cheese, but like, it's the truth for me.
But what about when we saw Terror last month?
When I say I wish it was scary, I'm not saying like I want, like, I'm not asking people to get like shanked in the pit. I'm just saying when I go at the side, I want people to not move out of the way. Yeah. When I'm about to crash into them, and you know,
it's kind of tough when your leg goes above your head and then it's about to come down on my shoulder.
Yeah.
But I've definitely gotten injured and woke up the next morning saying, that was fun, let's go do it again.
Exactly.
But yeah. The Combust show, I got kicked in the face. I got a scar on my forehead and a black eye, but it's all in fun.
With a big smile after, and everyone's patching you up and helping you out. I love it. You have some more shows to talk about, John?
We do.
Yes, I do. Okay, hold on. Hold on here. Okay, so we got... Next week, we're playing in Boston with Move at the Middle East.
Okay.
And then on the 12th, we're going to go to Glen Rocks, Pennsylvania. And then... on the 19th of July, we're playing a festival in Hamilton for Steel City.
It's like a flea market kind
of
thing.
Yeah, a bunch of really cool bands, like 15 cool bands.
Innervate's playing. They're sick.
Crosscheck's playing.
Crosscheck's playing.
Crosscheck, yeah. Then we're going to go to London with Crosscheck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after that, we're
going to get Shelby's.
Shelby? Yeah.
Shelby's legendary shawarma.
Oh, yeah. And then we're going to go to our label. It's putting on a little fest with Death Before Dishonor and Pure Bliss, Wisdom, and War. And that's going to be in Albany, New York.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really fun. We got some really cool stuff coming up later on in the year, but we just can't announce it yet.
Well, you're more than welcome to come back on this show and just take over the show and do whatever you guys want.
I will do it. Do not offer me that. I will do it.
Oh, we are offering you it. And please do that.
I will get fined.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We will take your fine. That's fine.
That's fine.
Giuliano?
Yes?
It's we got 4 minutes left. You have anything else to say?
Do I have anything else? Support your local scene. That's all. Short and sweet, you know?
Yeah. Please, everybody, support your local scene. Come out to the show tomorrow. Tell people again. Remind people where the show is.
Tomorrow, Tuscadora, 8 p.m., sold out, One Last Threat.
100%
pure. Cesspool. Bruiserweight. Come sing the songs. We got vinyls to sell.
T-shirts.
The band is called Sold Out. The show is not sold out.
The show is not sold out.
No, it's not sold out. I can see how that could be confusing.
tell us where Tuscadora is, because people don't really know that.
It's at the Club d'Espagnol de Quebec, which is across from Sabor Latino at Marianne and Saint Laurent Street. Saint Lawrence.
Yeah, it's kind of close to Mount Royal Saint Laurent area.
Yeah, it's in between... there.
If anybody's been to hardcore shows in the last 20-something years, it's at the old El Salon.
El Salon.
What's Tuscadora?
We get it, John. You're old.
Yeah. I'm not as old as these guys.
He's an OG. He's the kingpin, Giuliano, okay? John is the kingpin.
These guys.
All right.
These guys. With them.
You know what? We know the truth. By Bruiserweight, Electric Messiah Radio, nice. CJLO.
Do we know the truth?
We do know the truth. Do you know the truth? Or check it out. CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. Nope, turn that. All right, guys. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Giuliano, thanks for coming on the show.
He's gone.
He's gone.
All right, John, Grayson.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Chuck.
Mention about the...
Tomorrow's show at Tuscadora is all ages.
Bring your kids.
Yeah. Don't leave them at home.
Don't leave them at home. You don't need a babysitter. Just bring them.
Throw them in the pit.